The question was asked in halacha on a fast day. For example, Shiva Asar b'Tamuz. A person forgot, made a beracha on food, and before he put it in his mouth, he realized that it's a ta'anit. So what is the halacha? Do we tell him to taste from the food? Or do we say, no, that even though he made a beracha, he should just put the food down and continue fasting? Actually, there's a great machloket amongst the poor scheme in this exact case. The Birkei Yosef, which is the Chida in Siman Tavkuf Sammechet Ot Aleph, writes in the name of a rabbi called the Nechbab Bakesef that he should taste a little in order that his beracha does not become beracha lebatala. However, on the other side, you have the Erech HaShulchan that writes that he should not taste at all, even though he made a beracha. And that's the opinion as well of the Maharsham and the She'elot U'Tshuvot Shevet Sofer. So the question is, halakha, who do we follow? Hakam ben Sion in Or L'Tzion Chelek Gimal Perek Lamed Aleph Halakha here clearly writes, Lo Yit'om Klal. He should not taste the food in that situation. V'yomar Miyad Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Ba'ed. However, it should be pointed out, Hakam Ovadia has a different opinion based on what he writes in Yabi Ha'omen Chelek Bet Chelek Yore De'ah Siman He Ot Vav Through Het. He says over there that if a person did forget on a fast day and did make a beracha, he should taste a little in order that his beracha does not become beracha lebatala, and then he should continue fasting. So again, halakha lemaaseh, according to the Chacham, one should taste a little of the food even though it's a fast day, and then he should continue subsequently fasting. It should be pointed out that in this case where a person ate less than a kezayit, for example, he just tasted the food, he can still say anenu in the amidah of mincha. Which our custom is in mincha, for example, we do say anenu. So if he ate less than a kezayit of the food, he does continue his fast and he can continue to say anenu in the amidah. This is based on the she'elot u'tshuvot zera emet, Chedek Gimal Siman Samech Bet.